A four-day film festival celebrating the life and mission of Blessed Mother Teresa is being held in her adopted hometown of Kolkata, formerly Calcutta, in eastern India, in the run-up to her canonization or sainthood ceremony on September the 4th in the Vatican. Predominantly featuring documentaries, the August 26th to 29th Mother Teresa International Film Festival, MTIFF, in the capital of West Bengal state, is taking center stage at the Nandan Multiplex, Kolkata's prestigious film and cultural center owned by the state government. Organized by the Indian chapter of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication, the film festival will travel to numerous locations around India and then go overseas. To know more about this event, we talked to Mr. Sunil Lucas, the president of CIGNIS India and director of the film festival. Speaking to us on his mobile phone from Kolkata, Mr. Lucas first explained that this is the fourth such film festival on the saintly nun in Kolkata, the first being soon after her beatification in 2003.
Well, the film festival on Mother Teresa started in 2003 to celebrate her beatification. And it was started by Father C.M. Paul, SDP. And that film festival we had over a period of 4 days. The next time we had a major film festival was again in 2010 to commemorate Mother's centenary. And we again had it in over 4 days. But the primary difference being that in 2010, the government of Bengal, they partnered with us and offered us the Nandan Film Complex, which has 4 screens to showcase the films. This year, 2016, we are having once again the Mother Teresa Film Festival, and this time 23 films. And again, it's starting on 26th of August, because that is significant for us, because it's Mother's birthday. And it runs to the 29th of August here in Calcutta. Thereafter, it goes elsewhere.
Now, this current film festival you are directing, was it the demand of the people, the suggestion of the Archbishop or the MC nuns, or was it solely an initiative of CIGNIS?
Well, in fact, in 2003, when Father C.M. Paul started it, it did meet with opposition from the NC sisters because they were not very attuned to the medium of cinema and they did not know what sort of a response it would evoke. I had my work cut out easier for me in 2010 because they had already gone through a film festival and knew what it was about. So this time around, I have their full support and cooperation. And in fact, we're doing it jointly with the Archdiocese of Calcutta and the Missionaries of Charity Sisters.
Could you give us a little more detail about this film festival? You were just talking about how many films are being projected here.
Well, this time we have the biggest and the best collection ever. We have 23 films, including 8 from India, 7 from US, 2 from UK, 1 each from France, Spain, Italy, and Japan. And we have 3 world premieres happening, films that have never been seen before. And we also have an India premiere in The Letters, which you know is the latest film on Mother Teresa from Hollywood. We just managed to get that, and it's the first time it's been screened in India. Apart, we have the other films which have been seen at some point or other in other places, but still we have an amazing repertoire.
Are they feature films only, or do you also have documentaries and short films?
No, we do have documentaries because I feel that people want to see Mother, and since there is so little material available, because Mother normally shunned the media, so there is very little footage that we have. So those have been made into documentaries, and we're featuring a lot of documentaries. In fact, I can tell you something about one particular film, which is making its world premiere here. It's called Mother Teresa, An Unexpected Encounter. To be amazed to hear that this film was shot by a male captain from the U.S. in 1979, and he was an atheist. And he came to India on assignment to some other film, ended up shooting Mother. He intended to finish the filming, finish the edit, and send it back to Mother in 1980. Somehow never happened. cans went missing, cans were found. He suffered a stroke, but by the grace of God, the film is completed. So we have a film that was shot 37 years ago, which shows Mother Teresa in 1979. Amazing footage, survived the test of time, and today has resurfaced to premiere in our festival.
What is your program regarding the projection of these films, both in Calcutta, at the national level and international level? Are you in charge also of the international level?
Yes, because I have sought and got the permissions from the directors or the producers, copyright owners of these films. And many of them have given me a blanket permission, show it anywhere within the confines of MPIF, we call Mother Teresa International Film Festival. And some have given me area specific, like the letters is only available for Calcutta audiences. Whereas for the rest of India, we have 20 films on offer, and it is going from state to state. For the rest of the world, we are asking the copyright holders if they wish to give their film for a single in one particular country, and then it is their call. So I am coordinating, yes, in effect, yes.
How did you go about arranging to stage this film festival on Mother Teresa in Kolkata? Was the government very helpful in this regard?
Well, the government did help, but you must factor in the fact that we did not have an elected government till the end of May. We were going through the process of elections, and the paper announcement came in on the 15th of March, and we were in the middle of elections, so nothing moved till then. Yes, the government did chip in with the Nandan Film Complex, which is a huge relief for us in terms of financial burden. But having said that, the films and the other things, we have done it at our own level. We have written individually, followed up with calls, persisted. And somehow, I think when people know that, you know, it's been used for a good cause, I think then they are more ready to give it. And most filmmakers who've made a film on mother, I think to some extent, share that mother's spirit of charity.
Now, talking about finance, the funding part of this film festival, how did you go about it?
Well, we depend entirely on the benevolence of generous souls and organizations. We had a little money left over from the film festival in 2010. And we did not touch that money because it was collected for a purpose and the purpose was over and the money was left. So that acted as our seed money. Fortunately, people come together and they give money. Sometimes it's a widow's mite. It may be 5,000 rupees, 1,000 rupees. We accept it. I have no hand in the handling the accounts. It is done by a priest nominated by the Archdiocese of Calcutta, and our Sydney's Bengal secretary is also the co-signatories to this account. So money comes in. I know it is difficult. It even sounds impossible. How it comes in, I am not very sure, but we have never been found wanting.
Any plans about how the proceeds are going to be handled?
No. Hmm. Actually, we don't charge anyone anything for the film festival. Absolutely free. I have a terrific volunteer force because 4-day event cannot be done and in 4 halls simultaneously cannot be done without manpower. I have 250 volunteers. And if each of them, you know, they stretch out, they use their resources, their contacts, and the money comes in. Somehow, we do not run short. And no one is charged. May I add one more thing? We started this in 2010 during the Mother Teresa Film Festival. Nandan 4 is the only hall in Nandan Complex which has a ramp. So in Nandan 4, we have special screenings for Mother Special. These are for specially abled people. And when we did this in MTIF 2010, this was the first time anywhere in the world this has happened. And we are continuing with that tradition. So people from Manovikas Kendra, Indian Institute of Cerebral Palsy, Mentate, you know, Asha Niketan, Dara, these are the people who come there. We transport them in special buses, bring them here, show them a film or two in the cool confines of Nandan, and then send them off with a box of snacks and some juices. I think that is the way we share the celebrations and the festivities with these specially abled people. I think Mother would not have forgiven me if I did not cater to them. And let me briefly tell you about one of my films that are premiering here. It's a film called Mother Teresa and Me. It's a film by a person called Gautam Lewis from the UK. Gautam, in all sense of the word, is mother's son. He was abandoned at the age of 2 with polio in both his legs. And he was brought up in Shishu Bhavan. At the age of 7, a single mother adopted him and took him to London, where he went to the same prep school as Prince Charles. And today, he's a successful commercial pilot, though he uses crutches. He's a celebrated photographer. He has photographic exhibitions all over the place. And he's a filmmaker now, and his film is premiering in our festival. He is here in Calcutta at the moment.
That was Mr. Sunil Lucas, the president of Cygnus India, who is director of the 4th Mother Teresa International Film Festival, kicking off in Kolkata, India on August the 26th. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.